This is Audible.
Blackstone Audio presents Able One by Ben Bova. Read by Stefan Rudnicki. To the memory of Arthur R. Kantrowitz, who guided the invention of the first high-power laser. It is the policy of the United States to deploy as soon as is technologically possible an effective national missile defense system capable of defending the territory of the United States against limited ballistic missile attack, whether accidental, unauthorized, or deliberate. National Missile Defense Act of 1999. Public Law 106-38. First Strike. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hank Barstow frowned at the blank screen of his GPS box. Rolling down Interstate 75 at nearly 80 miles per hour, he was looking forward to making a breakfast stop at the Sticky Fingers restaurant a couple of his trucker pals had told him about. "Food's not all that much," they'd said, "but there's this really stacked blonde waitress." But he needed the doggone GPS to find his way through the streets of Chattanooga and get to the restaurant. Hank had been through Chattanooga plenty of times on his runs down I-75 to Tampa, but this time he had to get off the highway and find that blonde. And the GPS was dead. Hank pounded a big fist on the gray box mounted on his cab's dashboard. Didn't do any good. The doggone screen stayed blank. A sign whizzed by. Truck stop 5 miles ahead. "I'll pull in there and dig the road atlas out of the pile and back," he decided. To Hank's surprise, the truck stop was filled with tractor-trailer rigs. Unusual for this time of morning. Drivers were standing around their rigs, a lot of them talking into cell phones. He found a spot out on the grass, parked his rig, and killed the engine. As he climbed down from the cab, he heard a familiar voice yell, "You too, Hank!" Turning as he stepped onto the grass, he saw one of his old buddies, Phil Camerata, heavy with belly fat, face stubbled, plodding up toward him. "Me too what, Phil?" Hank asked. "GPS dead." "Yeah? How'd you know?" Waving at the jam-packed parking area, Camerata said, "Everybody's GPS is down. Whole GPS system is out." "Everybody's?" Automatically, Hank fished in the pocket of his jeans for his cell phone. Shaking his grizzled head, Camerata said, "Well, lots of luck, buddy. Looks like the cell phones are out, too." In Manhattan, the air was filled with bleating horns of thousands of taxicabs, trucks, cars, and buses, like a rising chorus of wailing lost souls. The automated toll booths in all the city's bridges and tunnels had abruptly shut down, piling cars in long lines behind their unmoving barrier arms. Even in the subway tunnels, automated ticket dispensers had gone dead. Drivers leaned on their horns. Drivers leaned on their horns in maddened frustration. The streets and avenues were choked with honking, steaming vehicles whose sweating, puzzled, cursing drivers stared at the traffic lights, which had all gone blank. Gridlock all across Manhattan and rapidly spreading through the other boroughs. The helpless bleat of thousands of taxi, automobile, truck, and bus horns filled the air all across New York's crowded, choked streets. Gordon Hathaway swiped his Visa card through the slot in the taxicab's bulletproof window, scribbled his signature on the